Yes, ma'am. Good morning, and what is your name, ma'am?
My name is Doria.
Doria.
Who's Doria?
What is her name?
Doria.
You said you're going to Mr. Cruz? No, I don't have this one.
You do it?
Mr. Johnson's store.
You got your name by his car? And Sandy Perez, I don't have that.
You don't have it either?
I have a,
double check. Who is this one?
Doria Young.
I apologize. Okay, I know who it is, huh? Okay, Ms. Young, would you state your name and your ADC number for the record, please, ma'am?
Purple Lane is Doria Young, ADC 312461.
Welcome to the Arizona Board of Executive Council this beautiful morning, and based upon information that we have, we're here for the meditation hearing regarding the two allegations of your warrant. And according to information that's been presented to the board, you were notified of this hearing back on August the 6th of this year. Do you remember that notification, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
And on there stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room this morning. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are five board members present to participate in the hearing today, and they are, to my right, your left, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Dale Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Lee Corrales, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead for your hearing today. We also have in the room with us a gentleman that you should be able to see now, and that is Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner, the Honorable Mr. Turner, who represents the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of today. Ms. Young and Mr. Turner, the both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, to help you God and in yourself for Ms. Young?
Yes, sir.
And Honorable Mr. Turner.
I do.
Thank you. As indicated, ma'am, you have two allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them. Once I read each of them, please tell me whether it's true or false. The first one reads that you have violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 5, as demonstrated by your engagement in threatening behavior on or about July 5, 2018, in Tucson Transitional Housing. Is that true or false, ma'am?
False.
Okay, I'm on that one, false. And the next one is that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12C, as demonstrated by your failure to comply with program directives on or about July 5, 2018. Ma'am, is that one true or false?
False.
I
really don't understand what that allegation was meant for.
Okay, so we will take some testimony on both allegations coming from the Department of Corrections, and that will be presented to us by the Honorable Mr. Turner, and after each one of them, we will ask you to give an explanation why they are false. Honorable Mr. Turner, sir?
Allegation number one. On 7-5-2018, Doria Young, ADC number 312461, was using abusive language, demeaning comments, and general intimidation of the residents at the Tucson Transitional Housing. Doria Young admitted to the unwarranted harassment of fellow residents. During a meeting with the acting program director, Regina Gomez, to address program violations, Doria Young raised and became extremely animated during the discussion. It was explained to Fedora Young that her behavior was in violation of the facility rules and procedures and would not be tolerated. Allegation number two. On 7-5-2018, Fedora Young, ADC number 312461, failed to comply with programming directives as determined by the Behavioral Systems Southwest by using abusive language, demeaning comments, and general intimidation of the residents at Tucson Transitional Housing. Doria Young admitted to the unwarranted harassment of fellow residents. During a meeting with the acting program director, Regina Gomez, to address program violations, Doria Young raised and became extremely animated during the discussion. It was explained to Doria Young that her behavior was in violation of the facility rules and procedures and would not be tolerated.
Thank you so very much, the Honorable Mr. Turner. And Ms. Young, why did you say both of those were false?
Because I did not speak to the other resident. This is about a girl that was wearing a colostomy bag, and all I did was open the door and pop the window open, and she, took offense to it, and she went to the staff, and she made threatening or suicidal comments of herself because she had been through a situation like this before. When they called me to talk to her, we spoke. I told her I'd be anything by it. You know, it was just that my dad was right there by the bathroom. And, she had a soft heart about it. You know, I apologized to her about it. And we spoke about this situation before. And I told her, you know, if you need us to help you or anything, if you wanted to spray the roof down or whatever, you know, let us know so we can, you know, just because it was just... I was just trying to keep the air clean, and I wasn't being threatening about it. I didn't tell her anything about it, you know, and it just turned out that way.
Okay, Ms. Young, I'm going to see if we have anybody have a question for you as it relates to allegations 1 or 2. They do not. Therefore, I'm going to move this hearing forward for time management purposes, and I'm going to make a motion as it relates to these allegations and so that we can move forward, because in phase 2 of the hearing, we can go into more details and we can really explain what happened. And my motion is going to be to find that Ms. Young violated the terms and conditions of the supervision of the liquid as it related to to warrant number 2018W1920, as well as information provided to the board by the Department of Corrections through correction officer, the Honorable Mr. Turner. And I further move to revoke her commitment, not to revoke, I further move to find that she did violate the terms and conditions of her supervision, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded. Who was seconded? Mr. Neal?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Honorable Mr. Neal. And it was agreed upon by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Clarence, and the Honorable Ms. Ringhouse. Well, now, we are going into phase 2 of the hearing. Now, this is a very important phase of your hearing, because in phase 2, at the end of phase 2, this board is going to make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or whether to continue your own supervision. But before I move forward, I'm just going to ask a question. I'm not trying to enforce you one way or the other. But based on information that I see, today is August the 16th, and unless something happened, we will be out at any rate on August the 25th of this year, and I doubt if they will be able to process you any sooner, but if you wish to continue this hearing, we would like to continue it. If not, you can key your number, and because you're going to get out on the 25th of this month at any rate. So it's left up to you whether you want to continue the hearing at this time, ma'am.
No, I'm fine.
You wish to continue with your hearing?
Yes.
Okay, we shall continue with your hearing now. Okay, so we will go forward now, and I'm going to get some further information for the board that will be presented to us by the Honorable Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner, would you be kind enough to give us some further information on Ms. Young, please, sir?
Yes. Ms. Young was released from ADC custody on 1/25/2018. And arrested on 7/5/2018 by ADC on a tech warrant. No new charges. She returned back to ADC custody on 7/5/2018 with a CSED of 8/25/2018. No absconded. Current conviction, 2012 dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. No prior convictions. This is her first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score of 2. Substance abuse score of 2. No STG information. And no prior terms on supervision. Disciplinary is minimal with finding noted. Other arrest, 2003, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2004, criminal damage, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2004, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2004, aggravated assault, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2005, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2010, aggravated DUI, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. She has a GE score of G1, V1.
Okay. Thank you so very much, Evans. Cool. Okay, we have not committed to you, Ms. Young. This is where we're going to talk to you for a few minutes in terms of information provided in the case supervision summary. I do take note that when you were initially released, you were released to your mother as your sponsor, and that's Ms. Lucia Young, and that would be up at 263 West 1200 South Cottonwood Road in Pima, Arizona. And then we will also show that a little later that on June 8th of 2018 that you entered the residential program at Behavior Systems Southwest and resided there in Tucson Transitional Housing. Tucson. So was these are the two places where you resided, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
And may I ask this, so you left your mother's residence. Why did you leave your mother's residence and go to the Behavior Systems Southwest program now?
Because I wasn't making it as I thought I would be making it at home, and I needed some more treatment.
Okay. Were you on any type of medication during that period, or you just needed some treatment, ma'am?
I just wanted the treatment. I came up dirty for methamphetamine once, so I...
Okay, now was methamphetamine, well, that's your drug of choice, or you just happened to use it one time now?
I guess it would be my drug of choice, but alcohol
really
is.
And how long have you been on methamphetamine? Did you start off as, you're still a young person, you start off as a real young person, or when did you get started on meth now?
I do believe I was about 23, 25 years old. Okay. I think it's when my assaults and disorderly conduct and being started back in 2003.
Okay. What about alcohol? You said you also was using alcohol. When did you get started on alcohol?
14 years old.
14 years old. You really started as a young person. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I'm part Native, so it kind of just runs in the blood, my system, and that's what I know. And
yes, ma'am.
I don't like it, but I do know that I have to watch myself around it.
Yes, ma'am. I take note that you are a native as part of the information that we have. Now, when you were out, did you have any employment at all, ma'am?
No, I hadn't.
No employment. And we do show that your alcohol and drug score was 2, and you were referred to this Behavior Systems Southwest program to help you, to assist you with that. Did that program help you at all, ma'am, in terms of your habit of drug use or alcohol? Did it help you at all?
It did, in the fact that I know that there was some emotional things that I needed to get through, and I was going to start counseling once a month with a therapist there until the day that they arrested me. I was supposed to job search that starting the next day, and you know, they just wiped me from the ground. They didn't give me any other option to go anywhere else. They just picked me up right there, and you know, I was almost, you know, to job searching and going to therapy and, you know, realizing I needed more help than, you know, doing it on my own.
Let me ask this, ma'am. Will this bill let you out at this time, or you get out, I believe it'll be next week on August the 25th? What are your plans, ma'am? What do you plan to do? What do you plan to get your life together so that you won't end up in orange again? Because this is your first time, so what are your plans?
Well, I wanted my parole officer there had introduced us to a new job for ex-convicts, felons that would be a peer support for the parolees that are getting out over at the parole office. So that was my goal to go to that 10-week course and try to get employment with the parole board or parole office.
Okay. So will that still be your plan, or you plan to do something else now, since you're back incarcerated, although you're going to be out soon? So what are your plans?
Yeah, I do believe I want to do that, because number one, that's I've been in recovery like about four times. I relapsed after 3 years. one time, and I lost my God, my son taken away by his betrayer, his father died, I went through some things, but I don't want to have any resentments towards anybody, and I still want to go on the road that I want dream to go on, so.
And since you mentioned that, I do take note that based on the information presented to the board, this race as being Native American or Native Indian, you know, what they have here, have you ever taken advantage of any of the programs that they have for Native Americans? Have you taken that, you know, I understand the expression, I don't know about down in Tucson, but I know here in the Phoenix area, they have some good programs to assist you. Have you taken advantage of any of those programs, ma'am? I believe those programs at no cost to you. Have you taken advantage of any of them so far?
I haven't yet, sir, just because of the fact that I wasn't ready and I didn't want to use, you know, the tribal monies or whatever that they offer me, but I know, like, now I'm ready and I'm willing to take advantage of them. I just haven't had the time to look it up.
Let me just ask you another question. You don't have to answer this question if you don't want to. What tribe, what nation are you affiliated with, ma'am?
The San Carlos Apache tribe.
Oh, okay. Where are they located? That's down in South Arizona?
Southeastern, yes.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So I would hope that you would take advantage of them because you're going to be out at any rate next week. So I hope you take advantage of some of those programs as well as other programs. But at this time, we want to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time. Board members, any questions for Ms. Young? I don't see any questions at this time by other board members. Ms. Young, we're coming towards the end of your hearing. But this is your hearing. We'll give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its decision for today. Any questions, any further information you would like to share with the board, ma'am?
Yes, sir. The main purpose of wanting to show up here was to let you know that when those allegations came up, I was very torn back because I used to be a control person. I used to be a very angry person. In the year 2006, when I started recovery, that's the main thing that I worked on, was trying to approach people in the right way, trying to not be so pushy or controlling. And the biggest blessing I got out of it was to be able to be around other people in a civilized manner. And to this day, I use that every day for anybody or any purpose in, you know, my lifestyle. I was sick, and I admit that. But, like, ever since I know that I was sick, my dream was to get healthy from it, and that's what I've done. And I continue to try to build myself up better, to be a better person to somebody else that is like me, because I know how depressing and how sick and in the dark a person like that could be. And I just want to help the next person that thinks that there's no way out.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just going to make one final statement now, and then I'm going to move forward. And my final statement is going to be, which you already know, because I can hear it in your voice, you know, the only person who can really help you change is yourself. And I feel that you're ready to change, but you're going to have to make up your mind yourself that, hey, I'm going to change. I'm going to be a different person. I'm going to be that person that I want to be, and I'm going to have that good relationship with my, I think you said a son or whomever. So you can do it, ma'am, but it's going to be left up to you. But now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet as the board goes into discussion. But please stay on the phone because it's part of the open meeting laws in the state of Arizona. You can listen to everything that the board members have to say. So please remain on the phone. Now the board is in discussion. I find Ms. Young has been a very interesting person. She has a great personality. And from my perspective, she's an intelligent person. But she's going to have to make up her own mind to stop using drugs, to stop using alcohol, and to get some anger management behind her. And I think if she can do those things, she can be that successful person that she proposes to become. However, I think that, just to move forward now, I think that in as much as she's going to be out on the 25th of this month, I think it would just be in the best interest of Ms. Young as well as the citizens of Arizona but to just go ahead, complete this term, put together a plan for the next few days, because when you get out, she will not have, if the board works the way that I'm proposing, she will not be under a supervisor, she won't have a parole officer to report to. She would be on her own. So I hope she'll put together a plan so that when she gets out, she can be successful. But that's my thought, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Okay, therefore, I'm going to move that based upon information contained in warrant number 2018-W1929, as well as testimony coming from Ms. Young, and also information coming from the Department of Corrections. And also because she did use some methamphetamine, and she admits that she used some alcohol as well. Therefore, my motion is going to be, and she will be revoked to be released on the 24th of this month. My motion would be to revoke her community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, I believe Mr. Johnson, Honorable Mr. Johnson seconded. I believe that the Honorable Mr. Mill agreed, the Honorable Mr. Kalanis agreed, the Honorable Ms. Brittenhouse agreed. Yes, ma'am, well, this, your head is coming to an end, ma'am. But don't look at this as being a negative, because you're going to be out next week at any rate, unless you do something to violate something while you're still there. But we wish you the best, and we definitely do not wish to see you again in Orange. We wish you the best. And this will be here, and thanks so much for your participation. If we put the CO3 back on and have someone else to come up who's coming before the board at this time. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.